So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well. Welcome to this free training that we're going to give for you. If you're going to join us, then welcome. Please say hello in the box. I'm pointing at the box right now. So if you can point at that box, then that would be really useful. If you listen to this on a podcast, then welcome as well. But in this free training, we're going to talk to you about content. Content's really important. We've known about content for an awful long time. And, you know, going back to when I used to work at Dell, for example, one of the things that I used to do was I would get a newspaper article. I used to sell servers and storage and that kind of thing to large organizations. But what I would do is I'd get a newspaper and I'd get a bit of content about, you know, somebody who went bust and didn't back up the data and now the whole business is gone and had to lay people off. I would photocopy that. I would stick it in an envelope, attach a post-it note to it, stick it in the envelope and send it to them going, I saw this and thought of you. Have you discussed your backup strategy with anyone? That, my friends, is a form of content. But this is going back, So I'm 47 now. I was 29 back then. So this is going back 18 years. And 18 years ago, boy, we all lived in black and white. None of us had any shoes. Oh, right, we had shoes. But we didn't have the internet. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't do podcasting. We didn't have YouTube. I think YouTube was just coming out then. But we didn't have all this funky stuff like we've got now. Like I couldn't go Facebook Live back then. But if I had this ability to go Facebook Live back then, I would have used it. I would have had a little group full of clients and I would have gone through the benefits of creating backups and automating them and all of that kind of funky stuff. So today we have that capability and yet people still don't go live. People are not producing that beach sign is out of that beach sign looks a bit angled. People are not creating content. I can't understand why you're not creating content. You should be putting tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of content out, either through your private Facebook group like this one, through your personal profile, recording podcasts, creating videos. Heck, even I'm looking for a USB device and I've not got one, but just sticking something on a USB and shipping it through the post on audio onto a CD player and burn that and send that to your top 10 prospects to listen to in the car. Like anything that's content-based is going to do a number of things for you. And in particular, I'm going to run through the 9 reasons why you should be producing content. Okay, so number one, like I see this all the time and we call it reach. And most people have not got the reach that they need. So they create a bit of content and it goes out to the 100 friends on Facebook and that's it. And I'm like, well, you ain't going to do anything with just 100 people on your Facebook page. You need to get more people on your Facebook page. But the first part of creating content, the first reason why you should be doing it is that more people will get to know that you actually exist. And this is the problem. People who already know that you exist, and let's just say I bought a carpet and then I bump into my old carpet guy and I go, I just bought a carpet. And he goes, oh, why didn't you use me? I forgot you even existed, mate. How many times have you heard people said that or you said it yourself? You've forgotten that these people actually exist. And so people have to know you. If people don't know you, you ain't doing anything on your content, on your sales. You've got to be putting more content out because people will forget about you. We live in a busy, busy world and people will go elsewhere very quickly. They'll just click a link on Facebook on an ad and land on someone's website. They get served retargeted ads for carpets, let's say. And the next time you want a carpet, you're like, oh, yeah. And you'll buy from them instead of your usual carpet person. So even if you're a carpet fitter or a carpet company, you need to show deliveries of carpets coming into your warehouse going, look, we've just got another £8 a square meter carpet. This is great for landlords or for communal areas or whatever. All that content is valuable content for someone who's wanting to buy a carpet. You can have a carpet of the week. And it sounds crazy when you say it like this. If I run a carpet company, I would definitely be having carpet of the week. One of the things that I realized was a couple of years ago was that we used to run a furniture package company. And when I look back at this is about 12 years ago. And again, it's kind of pre-Facebook. Facebook kind of existed. But boy, if I knew what I knew now, we would have ramped that up. We'd have a massive group full of property investors that we owned and we'd be putting it out to furniture packages for property investors constantly. We would have created so much content. And the reason why you want to be creating a lot of content is that people need to know that you actually exist. And most people don't know you exist, unfortunately. Take the UK as an example. What, 55 million people? How many people know you exist? How many views have you had on, like, we've had 1.2 million views, by the way, on YouTube. So 2% of the population know something about me. It could be the same person watching the same video 1.2 million times, by the way, so it's not quite accurate. We're coming up to 500,000 views. So it's 1.2 million minutes have been watched, I should say, and we're coming up to 500,000 views. At least 500,000 people know about the event. So that's 1% of the population. What about the other 99% of people that we could sell to? They have no idea who you actually are. And we're not doing bad on our content. Imagine if you've got zero content and you've got a business, but you can't sell anything in your business because only 1,000 people know about you. It's crazy. So you've got to ramp up this ability for people to actually know who you are. Number two, then, we've got to like you as well. And, you know, we say this on podcasts all the time. I would rather somebody watch a podcast, a video like this, and then go, oh, my gosh, I can't stand him. I do not like him. I don't like the way he speaks. He's far too northern. Who does he think he is? He thinks he's all that. Who does he think he is? I would much rather people think that on a video than get me on the phone and then go, actually, I don't like the guy who's on his phone call, because then we've just wasted a phone call. Then you've got the other side of people go, oh, wow, I've listened to your podcast. In fact, we're recruiting right now, and I've just spoken to two potential employees, member of staff this morning, and they were like, I followed you on Facebook, like what you're doing. Brilliant. Now we're recruiting, and recruiting, we've had lots and lots of CVs. Recruiting is even easier because people can see your journey. And one of the guys said how forthright I am in my opinions. Brilliant. That's a very polite way of saying I'm opinionated, but he put it very well. But you're absolutely right. Some people are going to love that. Some people are going to hate that. And it makes no difference to me. You're going to love me. You're going to hate me. Those that love me are going to do business. Why would I not continually put out more content for those people to either reinforce the fact that they like me and then we're going to do business, or actually, no, I can't stand that guy. I'm not going to do any business with him. Perfect. So we've got number one, we've got to know you. Number two, we've got to like you. Number three, then, trust. Now, we call this the KLT factor. So know, like, and trust, KLT. People have got to trust you. And I was watching I always remember this little bit. It was the Tina Turner and the Ike Turner story. And I think Ike used to beat her up, and she went through a divorce. And there's this one scene, Angela Bassett, I think, was the woman who played Tina Turner. And there's this one scene, and she's in front of the judge playing Tina Turner. And Tina Turner says, I'm just going to walk away with nothing. And the judge goes, but you'll have nothing. And she went, except my name. And I love that as an idea. The fact that you're building your name, and your name is built on trust. It can take literally 20 years to build it up and 2 minutes to break it down. Look at Gerald Ratner when he said, you know, the reason why we sell so much is we buy crap and we ramp up the volumes, ramp up the cost, and we sell this tap for lots of money. And his stock price went, he lost, you know, loads of money. It takes you 20 years to build it. It can take you 2 minutes to ruin it. But building trust on the internet is very key for you growing your business. If you've got a butcher's and you've got lots of one-star reviews and people are watching that, then that's going to be a lot harder for people online to want to do business with you. So your job should be then to, one, improve your product. Two, maybe improve your attitude if that's the reason why. Three, go out and start getting better five-star reviews from recent reviews. You know, it could have been that you were going down a bad path and the quality of your food wasn't great and you've upped that. How do you battle against a bad reputation once you've got it, which is very difficult? Content will allow you to do that. People got to know you. They've got to like you. And then people got to start building trust. I keep thinking I'm going to sneeze, by the way. I think I've got keto flu or something like that. Anyway, number four, then, authority. Like, for the last 20 years, I've been known as a property guy. I've got millions of pounds of property, do lots of coaching for clients on property. But when we first started the digital marketing company, we were known for property, and actually quite a few of our clients are property related, you know. So now making this transition over to digital marketing, we have to build authority in the digital marketing world. Do you think, for example, that a video like this will help you build authority in whatever marketplace you're doing? Of course it does. We got a client, Tina and Tony Walsh, and they run Property Sourcing Compliance. Their group went from 2,500 people to over 5,000 people in less than a year. And they've done that because now they've established themselves as the kings and queens of property sourcing compliance. And if you want property sourcing compliance, you go into that group with this 5,000 people in it. They've built authority, and going live on Facebook will enable you to build authority. Putting images out where you're giving quotes out will allow you to build authority. Podcasts will allow you to build authority. Long form written content will allow you to build authority, because now people are getting to read more about your thoughts and feelings and processes and all of that kind of thing. Okay, so that was number four, I should say. Number five then is trust. People got to start building. Actually, we've already done trust, haven't we? So that's fine. Number six then is backlinks. So backlinks, like, who would have thought something like backlinks would help? So what happens is you put content out, and then you take that YouTube video and you embed it on your website. What then happens is other search engines find it, not necessarily Google. Other people who are looking for content will find that video, and then they'll embed it on their web page and give you a link back to your web page. Now that's an inbound link. When we talk about search engine optimization, when we put out a lot of content and we look at the backlinks that have been created off that content, you can see the backlinks going up. And so when you start putting content out, people will take it and they'll embed it and they'll put it on their website and put a link back to your website as a source. This is just what happens. And so, well, why do we want backlinks? Why is that important? Well, if you're a butcher in Leeds and you put Best Butchers in Leeds, and you've got all these backlinks going to a page called Best Butchers in Leeds, it gives it a better probability that that page will get to the top of the search engine rankings. And it's almost like you don't notice this. You're like a frog in a pan that's, you know, got the heat on, where the frog's being boiled alive, but it doesn't notice it because it's gradually warming up. And this is the same with your website. You can't see that it's getting a hotter asset for you that's working better for you, because it's so small, the changes. But over a long period of time, you start getting more and more people landing on your website, because you've now got more backlinks. Your website is becoming an authority according to Google, and therefore you start driving more traffic to the website. The beauty about that is people don't even notice. We get people going, do you do SEO? We don't do SEO right now, because people want an instant result. And actually, we find putting content out gets a much more instanter result than SEO, which can take 6 to 12 months. You start putting content out in 3 months' time, you start getting much more people coming through. And so then the next one then is, like, we get people who just want to do adverts. I just want to do ads. And we're like, well, have you got any content going out? No, I just want to do ads. And it's like, I get that. But actually, you should put a month or two or three of content out, because then you're going to see what works. Which type of content gets the better engagement? What type of content gets the most click-throughs? And we can tell that information once you start putting content out. But we can't tell that information unless you've got content. You could do it on Facebook ads, but it's a much more expensive way of doing it. You're spending money that might not work, but probably won't work to begin with, in fact. And then you go, okay, let's change it to this. Let's change the headline, change the copy. So you make that change. And it can either go better or it can go worse. Let's say if it goes better, great. Let's make a change. And then it goes worse. And then you make a change, then it goes better. You try all these different things. You've got no idea if it actually works. Content will allow you to find that bit of information there and then. Plus, there's a problem with Facebook ads. The problem with Facebook ads is it says sponsored. Everybody knows it's a Facebook ad. When I see something, I think, this looks interesting. I look, is it sponsored? And it's sponsored, and I instantly know they're going to try and sell me something. But when it's just a good piece of content, I'm much more engaged with it and prepared to comment on it, because I know that someone's taken time, not a third-party random ad company that's just done it. I know that when I type a comment on there, that it's actually going to be listened to, rather than when it's a Facebook ads comment, it's not listened to at all. So there's a difference when you're putting a Facebook ad out, in that the way that the audience deals with that ad is different than a good piece of content. And I hope you get the context of what I'm saying there. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be running Facebook ads. Facebook ads should be forming part of your marketing mix, but it's not the first thing that you do. The first thing that you do is create a website. The second thing is have landing pages so that when people know where to go when they see you on social media, they land on a specific web page that's got a specific purpose. That's what you should be creating content for, driving traffic to the specific landing page. So once you know then the type of content that works, then you can start doing the Facebook ads. But you still have to be creating content to go out there, because if not, people know it's a Facebook ad and they're going to not click on it. Whereas they would still click on a piece of content that's not an ad because they know it's authentic. Do you see the difference between being ad-wise and authentic-wise? Hey, guys, by the way, I always forget, but I can never see people's comments for some reason. I always forget to check in. So let me grab my phone, which I've just got here, and let me just see what comments we've got. Hang on a second, if any. And by the way, if you want to put a comment in there, then please do. Let's have a look and go to my Facebook Live. Here we go. So is this making sense for you? Do you understand why you want to be doing one and not the other? Okay, no comments. Yes, that's fine. But thanks for joining anyway. I appreciate each and every one of you. But you've got to be putting content out there. People don't do it because it's so time-consuming. And I know it's time-consuming, but it should be like, you know, half an hour on a morning, do that. I didn't do it this morning because we've got, you know, we're ahead of the game on our podcast. But sometimes I wake up and I go straight in and record three podcasts, because we're releasing a podcast every day, and not every day do I record a podcast. Sometimes we want to clump that bit of content together so then we can schedule them out once every day. So we're always ahead. And we're Radoslav, I think is how you pronounce it. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate that. So you've got to be creating content. Now, the other thing, number eight, then, is when you start putting content out there, it starts off like a trickle to begin with. You're just putting a bit of content out and people say, oh, it doesn't work. I've not got any sales. And I'm like, well, how much content you put out? It's like this little trickle. And then, okay, thanks, Andy. Appreciate your words. I'm like, I get that. You've only put a trickle out. You've got to put more out. And so then they put more out. And after 30 days, they're exhausted through putting content out. And it's like, well, why are you exhausted? Well, it just takes so much time. It's like, okay, fine. Let us do it then. I'm not paying for it. And it's like, do you want one advert on TV every month or do you want five adverts on TV every day? One's going to get you a little bit. One's going to get you a lot. But you get momentum. So the more content you create, and it can be 2 to 3 months before you get a significant amount of momentum. And most people are stopping and starting and not quite getting enough momentum. And then they stop and then, it doesn't work. And you're right, it doesn't work if you stop before it works. So you've got to keep doing it. Gary Vee did it for 6 years nonstop, every single day. He would spend, you know, when you see him in his car and he's being filmed, but he's replying to people on Instagram. He literally responds to every single person that tweets, that messages, and he does it himself where he can. Obviously, now the level that he's at is huge. But he was doing content for 6 years and nobody listened. Wine TV, you know, he put content out every single day and nobody listened. I mean, suddenly he started to get momentum in the business and people then started to listen. And people then started to listen because of some of the stuff we talked about before. People knew him. They liked him. They trusted what he did. He became an authority on wine. He built trust. Yeah, he got backlinks too. He understood what worked before he started putting adverts out. And because of all that, he got momentum. But you don't get momentum unless you keep on putting it out. And as Radoslav's just said, it doesn't work if you don't do it. It's like to win the lottery, you have to actually buy the ticket. And you know, you can't be in it to win it, right, as they say. Lottery's gambling, don't do that. Build a business. But you get the idea. You've got to be putting it out on a constant basis. But it starts off small, starts as a trickle, and then you start building up momentum. And as we said, when we put the advert out, because we're recruiting right now and I get people on the phone, people already know what I sound like, what I look like. They already know my bizarre sense of humor. It might not be bizarre. I just think it is. They already know what you like. They know you. They like you. They trust you. You're an authority. They understand what you like. All this stuff is going to help you close business, whether the business that you're closing is to recruit more staff, which it might be, or the business that you're doing is to close more clients, or the business is to retain some of the clients that you've already got because they like you and like the messaging and want to hang around still because they don't want to miss anything. Very rare do we lose a client on our digital marketing stuff because we know that this stuff actually works. And when we look at some of the graphs, we can see it increasing, the number of leads coming through. Tina, for example, just sold out on her property sourcing compliance.
I think 37 or 57 spaces to her event. 37, I think. And it was sold out. And Dan, can you turn the marketing off for that? Because we've actually sold out. Great. Let's get your next one scheduled and let's move all those people. Let's keep your marketing going, in fact, and let's move them on to the next one. And most people are just doing, you know, promoting the next event. Whereas if we can get you to promote the event after that and the one after that and the one after that, people are like, oh my gosh, it's a bit of a mind blown because they're like, I didn't realize we could do that. I just thought we'd struggle to fill the first one and then now we can fill that one and we can do the next one. That really kind of blows people's minds that that's the level that they're at now. But they didn't do that in month one. You know, they're 12-month-old clients. And so they have to, it takes this amount of time to get that level of momentum. If you're doing it after 1 month and it's not working, it doesn't work. Nothing works after a month. Try losing 5 stone in a month. First of all, it's not healthy. Second of all, you ain't going to do it unless you're starving. David Goggins, by the way, is a person who has lost like 150 pounds, like a stupid amount of weight. I was listening to a podcast he did. So he can do it. But David Goggins is David Goggins. There's only one David Goggins. He's in a book with Jesse Itzler called Living with a Seal. And if you've not read that book, you should definitely read that book. It is laugh out loud, sat in bed chuckling away and your wife's going, what are you laughing at? Very funny. But not everybody can do that. Very few people can actually do that. Now, the last one here is about number 9, validating people who've previously bought from you. Because if you're putting lots of content out, people then become proud of you because you're their client. You go, this is Dan. This is Dan that I was telling you about. He's gone live again. Oh, here's a podcast by Dan. You should listen to this. And they then become your cheerleaders, and then they drive more traffic to you. And so you end up then putting out a piece of content that then gets shared by other people. And like, you can call that viral if you want. And by the way, getting your content shared by other people is really hard. Unless it's like a funny cat video with a million views or, you know, here's how you cheat at the lottery and win and not get caught. Like, no one's signing up for that. Do you know what I mean? So getting other people to share that stuff is really hard. But if you can get other people to share your stuff, then that helps. But the existing clients, those people who are existing content creation clients are going, so know, like, and trust you. I'm doing that authority, yeah. I'm getting trust. I'm building backlinks. I'm going to run ads, but I want to make sure I know what works. I'm increasing my momentum. We signed up with Dan, and have we got all that? Boy, have we got all that. So it reinforces people who've already made that decision, but actually they made a good decision. And like in our business is designed around continually getting a subscription type business, so that when we sell a client, we don't have to go next month and resell them. They're automatic. It will just sign up each and every month until they go, I don't want to do anymore. So it revalidates that they actually made the right decision. This is why you've got to be putting content out. And also, by the way, it's cool for them because they're already putting out a lot of content. Hey, Karen, they're already putting out a lot of content, and then they're then personally having it reinforced because their content is now generating content. Their content is generating leads. It's generating sales. It's generating inquiries. So out of a know, like, and trust, authority, backlinks, understanding what to use before ads, increasing momentum, and validating previous sales, that in a nutshell is why you should be out there and creating more content. The reasons why you shouldn't be doing it are few and far between. It costs too much. Like, if you're outsourcing to us, it's £400. If you're struggling to make £400 to create content, your business has got bigger problems, okay? Because you've got to be marketing. It's like, as a bare minimum, it should be 10-20% of your business expenditure should be on marketing right at the start, bare minimum. If you're creating the content yourself, it does take an awful lot of time. You could go Facebook Live like this every day, that works, and we can pull out bits of podcasts, and we might turn this into a podcast, but then we're probably not going to. But you can then reutilize some of the content that you've actually created and create more content out of that and then keep sending that out. We have what we call the 90-10 rule for our clients, where we want them to create 10% of the content, pass it to us, and we'll then create the other 90% out of that content. That singular piece of content we then create it. But I know for a fact that you creating more content is like you putting more adverts out. And when you start building content about trust, like one of the types of content we create are testimonials. And you see it, it's got 5 stars on it. You've probably seen my own. We push them out because people are still looking at testimonials. That's one type of content. another type of content might be the motivational or inspirational type of content that you're putting out. You know, where you were before, and then I tried this, and where you are now. Or your clients, they had this problem, they came to us, and now we've resolved this problem, and look what's happened there. You might want to call that a case study, for example. But look, I hope that's useful for you. I hope that's something that you can take away and implement in your business, that the more content, the better and easier it is for you to close more business. All right, I hope that's useful for you, and we'll catch up with you on Friday. And I want to know what your wins are and what your goals are on Friday. So join me at 12 o'clock then. Take care, guys. Bye. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.